She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
It is time. It's going to get intense, I think. It's Dan the Man. Hi, Dan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Dan.
Oh, man. Well, my name is Dan Beals, and I own Furniture Removal Guys and Furniture Guys Boutique in Centennial.
Is that the only reason you called in, is to promote your business?
Absolutely not, but that's the thing that I do the most, so I'm obsessed with it.
You're into furniture.
That's right.
Wow. I need a king-size bed. Can I come see Dan, the furniture guy?
Come and see me.
Yeah. Like the frame and everything. Is this new or used?
No, everything's secondhand, man. We take people's unwanted items, and then we find it a new home, whether it's donation, giving to families in need, reselling, fixing,
you're
cleaning, all
good human.
Stuff.
Yes. You're a good human, but I want a new bed.
That's totally cool. I understand.
Yeah, I don't want a bed frame with bite marks already in it, you know?
Oh, dude, you'd be surprised, man. You have a bad thought of secondhand furniture.
No, I'm just goofing with you, Dan. I just like creating my own bite marks in the headboard. That's all.
That's cool.
Do you have a special someone in your life, Dan?
I do. My wife, Emma, and I got two boys and a little girl that was just born a month ago.
Oh, just a baby.
Super cute.
Oh, how cute. So you could use a night out, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. My wife deserves it. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, good for you. I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions. Best out of five wins, and then ties go to Katie because she's
a
diva.
All right, I'm for you.
And sometimes if I'm in a good mood, I just hand out the prize anyway.
Yeah, sometimes.
You want to say anything to Dan?
We're going to work for it. I just hope you can build it, build a win. I don't know.
Good luck,
Dan.
Get out of here. What just
happened? All right, good luck to you, too. I'm coming for you.
I think Katie just had a stroke. Okay, so she's leaving the studio. She goes into a room where she can't hear anything. I come up with a question so there's no cheating, Dan, and then we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back in the studio. So... let's go ahead and get it on. Here's your first question. What female co-hosted the MTV show Singled Out in the 90s?
I'm Jessica Simpson.
Not a bad guess. I'll write that down. Here's your second question. What food brand has a mascot named Poppin' Fresh?
Oh, my gosh. Spearmint.
Spearmint?
I don't know. I went for it.
You're not doing so well, buddy.
No, I'm not, man.
That's all right. It's okay. But this is just for fun. This isn't going to define your life here, Dan. All right, here's your third question. What type of animals are Timon and Pumbaa from The Lion King?
So one's a hog, and the other one is a prairie dog.
A pea dog. All right, your fourth question. What was the last name of the family on Home Improvement?
Taylor.
All right. And your fifth and final question. You might remember this brand from high school. I don't know how old you are. What does FUBU stand for? F-U-B-U.
For us, by us.
All right. And we'll bring Katie back into the studio to see how she does. Katie! You're back from your adventure.
Hi.
Hi, we missed you, kind of. All right, Dan feels pretty confident, I think, that he did pretty good. So
all right, Dan.
I don't want to intimidate you or anything,
here
Katie.
Here we go.
All right, Katie Cat. Whoa, let me get my buttons together here. All right, here's your first question. Kay. What female co-hosted the MTV show Singled Out in the 90s?
Oh, I love that show. Jenny McCarthy, right?
Yeah. Dan said Jessica
Simpson.
She was
super cute.
I had major hots for Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, who didn't? I like the guy
still
on that show, too. Who was that?
I don't know.
Chris
doesn't matter.
Something. Yeah.
Was that... he went on to have a podcast and stuff, didn't he?
Yeah. Chris something.
Dan, Jenny McCarthy was the only poster that my mom ever let me put up in my bedroom that was like a girly poster. But it had to be...
I've never even heard of that show.
Oh, really?
No?
Oh, God, it was huge,
Dan. It was a dating
show
before reality dating was a thing.
I had to put that poster behind my door, though, so in case company came over and went directly to my room, they wouldn't see it.
It was a little aggressive.
It was. It was smoking hot. Katie, what food brand has a mascot named Poppin' Fresh?
Oh, woohoo, right? It's the Pillsbury Doughboy.
No Pillsbury. Way. That, man, Pillsbury. I got that so wrong.
Yeah, yes. You said spearmint?
You're thinking of Doubleman something else, huh?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what just happened there. Katie, what type of animals are Timon and Pumbaa from The Lion King?
Oh, what? The meerkat? And what night with a warthog?
Dan, you were close. You said a warthog and a prairie dog.
Oh, got a prairie dog.
So close.
Yeah, although I can see where you would think. Katie, what was the last name of the family on Home Improvement?
Ooh, Randy Taylor had a spot on my walls there, Jeremy.
Dan got that one, too.
Good job, Dan.
Dan finally got one.
Hey.
And then, Katie, what does FUBU stand for? Remember FUBU? Is FUBU still around? I think it is.
I think it might be. It was For Us, By Us.
Dan got that one, too. Yay, Dan.
Dan the man.
But sadly, Dan, you only got two, and Katie literally crushed it today because she got all five.
Yes.
She got them all. That's crazy.
She crushed you, buddy.
Yeah,
all day long. But, Dan, I'm in a good mood today. I want to give you the prize anyway, just because.
You deserve
it. I'll take it.
Yeah, because you're a hardworking dad, and it was really, really nice talking to you. So I'm going to hook you up today, bro.
Yeah, you were fun.
Appreciate it.
A lot of fun.
Thank you, Dan.